like a throwback from 05, 06. Supposedly, this is the record that got him the deal. It's called Family Man. That's the rust, stay off, what's up?
I got this call the other night from my sister, right? She's like 25, turning 26 in July. So she calls me up, flipping on me. Not really like this, but more like really homie. Get your shit together, let's get rich already. My mother's the visionary, predicting my situation. My father's realistic, never wasting time, he's Mr. Patient. The sister's all waiting on me, hoping that I make it. If it wasn't for my family, baby, I'd be in a ditch decaying. In a wealth, but in the self and chilling with the fan. Maybe in it till the end. I wish it would hit the fan. I was raised within a healthy one. Youngest one in the bunch. Uncle Joy, mama's boy, papa's only son. Yeah, the best is yet to come. Near future's looking beautiful. Uniform on cubicle, I do it with my noodle, yo. Rule Roman, no numero uno, yo. Bump the trumpets up, cut it up for once. Just do it, yo, do it, yo.
Let me live my life like a family man.
Luxury. Two had two married parents that are there for me in company. They're caring and they loving me. Prenuptial is not enough money. Won't replace what it takes to provide a life for me. This my home and these my homies. What I know and where I grow up. If I blow up, I'ma know that they've been there for me. I hope you understand it. This is mandatory manual for handling these animals. Damaged if it wasn't for my parents.
Let me live my life like a family man.
Choose the nature of a nurture and it's taking its course. I'm not a preacher, I'm a teacher, I've been laced with a force. Lucas never walked skies if it wasn't for Darth Vader. You give it all a try, go now, we'll talk later. They told me put my all up in it, never quit it. Don't forget it, said that I could do it if it's true. And that my heart was in it, back when spitting was cool. I'm rapping for my family's sake, can't the fame change the new man I became today.
Let me live my life like a family man.
Check, 1, 2.
We're ready, go, we're good.
We got a whole team of, what was this, 96.3?
It's B96, baby.
B96, yep. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's going down right now. Pete Parker on the inside, Young Asher Roth, round of applause in the studio.
Yeah, man.
Somebody clapping the band or somebody fucking put their hands together or what? Yeah. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing well, man. I'm feeling blessed. Obviously, we're just going over in the hall. We're just kind of getting the preliminary runs out. But, dude, right. Obviously, everything is very lovely right now. We're moving, man. And I think that's the thing. Just keep it moving.
Dude, how much heat have you caught for the boat shoes and the hoodie and the thing?
It gets
and the
bad
hair?
Sometimes. I mean, yo, I really get a lot of flack from white folk that are just like, yo, Ashley, yeah, you trying to, like, dude, it's not really like that. You know what I mean? We're just kind of hanging out. But, you know, people have stuff to say, but out of sight, out of mind with that stuff. You can't let that affect you.
As far as it being a gimmick, like someone saying this whole thing is a marketing plan.
Check my closet, man. Come over. You know what I mean?
He's like, I wish it wasn't a gimmick.
You ever seen that Doug Funny episode where he opens up his closet and he's got the same outfit? You know what I'm talking about? And it's just like, man, I've been wearing this since day one, because in the episode, like, they have that. The soap opera or whatever comes on and the guy's got on Doug Funny's outfit.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, and everyone starts wearing that shit, like the vest, the green vest, and everyone's like, oh, Doug's copping dude style. And Doug's like, chill, guys. Like, my closet's been like this since day one. Don't you know me? And he tried to show everybody, and everyone's like, yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, Doug Funny, shown through the dude who the real Doug Funny was, man.
For people that aren't familiar with what's going on right now, like, obviously, like, who is Parker
who
talking?
Who the fuck is Doug
How
Funny?
Did this guy get in the studio? Like, who is this skinny white prick in here with him? Like,
seriously.
Signed to SRC. Uh-huh. Steve Rifkin's behind the project. Mm-hmm. They came to you. Mm-hmm. How did they go down?
Well, what happened was Scooter found me on MySpace. And it was honestly, this is the day I was going to quit. I was like, yo, I'm going into my junior year of college. Like, I got to take this shit seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to buckle down. And, you know, then came the call through. I was like, I'll call him back later. I ended up talking to him until, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning about just like the state of hip hop and whatnot.
Right.
Told him, you know, if you fly yourself down to Atlanta, I can put you in front of some important people. So I flew myself down to Atlanta with the last like $500 I had in my bank account instead of paying rent. And, you know, he had me hanging up like wall art and shit for his.
Scooter's a kind of wild dude.
He's a wild dude, but he, you know, he's younger. You know what I mean? He's like us. Like he's up and coming as well. So he's cool. Like he totally gets it. So he had me checking out if I was humble, and he realized, he's like, yo, this kid's like no other artist I've ever met. He's just, you know, he's like somebody I grew up with.
Right.
So we went around, met with Shaka Zulu and everything. And Shaka's a big shout out to Shaka and
that's
and
Ludacris guy,
all
yeah.
those guys. Yeah. They're great, man. They've been down since day one. So, you know, met with them and then the whole Jay thing and then with Steve and I met with Gabby, and Gabby was like, yo, you can't let this kid leave the room.
That's my dude, Gabby.
Gabby's
man.
Great. Shout out to Gabby.
So Jay-Z was like, okay, we're going to offer him something.
But Jay was kind of, this was really early, man. I'm telling, when we were talking about getting plucked, like, I really got plucked. Like, I had no songs, you know what I mean? This was just like, I was rapping in my dorm room. I did a CD when I was real, and probably going to pop up at some point. 16, 17 years old, my boy in the basement. There's no bad words, and nothing's going to get me in trouble. Just, you know, me in the basement rapping with my boy. And that was cool in high school. I was a little high school celebrity. But then, you know, when I went to college, my buddy split off. He ended up going to a different state school and got into business. And I stuck with the hip-hop. I was just in the dorm room rapping over whatever beats. Like, whoever, Alchemist, Kanye stuff. Like,
just rapping.
Just going. Just being like, yo, I'm bored. I'm not going to go out tonight. I'm just going to rah-rah-rah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We all did it like...
Everybody. That's what I mean. That's where I come
from.
When
I went to school, everybody on campus was an MC. I was in a rap group for like 5 years. And so I realized, you know what? Maybe this DJ thing is the move.
But
like,
you know what I mean? And that's almost the problem with MySpace is that now everybody's a rapper.
Crazy.
So now you really got to filter it out. So you got to imagine what some of these guys that are going through that are doing this shit on MySpace. They're just like, man, now it's even harder than demos now because demos had some type of filtering system.
Now it's like you can make the thing on your computer. You can make a song on Fruity Loops, do the thing.
Friend. But I can't hate because that's how I got here.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know what I mean? It went through the whole thing, but, you know, Steve ultimately got it right away and was like, yo, this kid, exactly what you're talking about. Like, this is what the people who listen to this hip-hop music and are going to these shows and are supporting it, and this is what they look like, and this kid is them.
When I was in Boston coming out, like, everybody, like, all the white kids that kind of look like me. And then when I came to Minnesota, it was like a big shout to Atmosphere, Rhyme Sayers crew.
Yeah.
I saw their fans, and then I would go to the Lil Wayne show, and I would see the kids at the Lil Wayne show. They look like you. Yeah. And then they listen to Coldplay, and they listen to Lil Wayne,
everything.
And they listen to Atmosphere. And when I saw you, I was like, not only is this kid talented, he's not a gimmick, he's legitimate, but he looks like the listener. It's relatable on so many different levels. When Eminem came out as obviously a white hip-hop fan, I was like, wow. It's like, this kid can be him.
Right.
I'm like that. I'm crazy, like a bipolar maniac. Like, oh, I can relate to that. Like, you know, the drug and the crazy. But when I see you, I was like, oh, man, this kid's going to kill.
Yeah.
Because the fans at the Lil Wayne show are like, dude, like funneling, like shotgun beers.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, this is what it is. It's
walking around in bare feet and shit.
When I heard the record, I Love College, the first time I heard it, I was like, I miss college.
Yo, you might have to play that later, though.
We can do that. Can we play it right now?
You can play it right now.
We're going to get into it. Asher Roth, I Love College, the first. No, it's not even anything. It's just a song.
It's just a song. It's just out there, man.
It's nothing.
It's just saying hello. I'm saying hello, man. I love college.
If you love college, if you partied at a college, man, check this out. Everybody partied at a college at one time.
Yo, we might even have to get the college atmosphere going on in here.
Well, let's see. After the break, we're coming back with Asher Roth. Here's the joint right now. I Love College. It's B96. We are hip-hop.
Pause.
And then you can just cool.
That's what
I thought. Trying to throw alley-oop real quick.
Yeah, right, there, kept like, it's going down. I Love College. Asher Roth is B96. We are hip-hop now. The gimmick, like, everyone's saying it's a gimmick. Like, this kid is a marketing thing. It's like, it's targeted towards an audience.
Oh, man.
You really went to school.
Man.
What was your major?
Elementary education.
Are you kidding me?
It's all about the little ones, man. People don't understand that. Like, I think that's almost why I really got into it is because, yo, all right. I would see these 12 and 13 and 11, even as young as 8, man, 8, 9. I know what I was listening to when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. I was listening to music, you know what I mean? These kids know every word to every rap song that's on the radio. It's like, but they don't even understand them. Like, you know, I remember, you know, probably I was like 11 or 12 years old reciting these rap lyrics to my mom and my dad, just, you know, rapping along in the car. Like, I can't believe my kid's saying this. But at the same, I didn't know what they meant. Like, go down on her. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know. When I'm 11 years old, I'm like, what is it? You know, 10, he can't go down like me. You know, I'm just saying it.
You think he can't go down like you don't even know what
like,
it is.
He can't dance like me. Whatever. But, you know, I mean, obviously, beyond all that, there's a lot worse stuff being said that these kids are really listening, man. And that's kind of the point is like, all right, I still fall under the genre of hip hop rap music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But all I'm doing is just, this is the music that I grew up on. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm more or less a child of hip hop. You know what I mean? People can argue with that. You know, you're not from the city. You know, you didn't grow up on Nas and shit.
Right.
But I grew up and I was listening to hip hop. You know what I mean? And that was in my most impressionable stages, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see these kids, man, and elementary education, I thought to myself, man, I'm teaching either way. You know what I mean? I'm either going to go to the classroom and teach these kids. I mean, my DJ is a fucking teacher too, man.
It's dope.
Elementary edge.
My man.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Exactly. So, you know, we have some teachers in the group, but I think that's what it's about. It's kind of like, you know, I don't have like, yo, I didn't get shot. I don't have any stories like that. So when I come to the table, I gotta be relatable and I gotta be, hey, this is who I am. And this is what you see is what you get. And this is what I think about stuff. You know what I mean? Cause I can't be like, I'm not going to tell the same story nine times. Like, we're talking about Charles.
Charles Hamilton. He's one of the next dudes really to take off, man.
If you're listening, you know you're my dude, man. What up, what up, what up, what up?
Yeah, man, he's doing the blog thing heavy. Yeah. Like, you've been online real, real heavy. Mm-hmm. Seeing where hip-hop's going, speaking to Charles Hamilton. Who else are you checking for? Like, who else do you think is in that next generation? Like, I look at you like, okay, he's getting it in right now. But in the next year, 2 years, it's really going to become something. You were saying downloads on the Greenhouse Effect. How many?
The widget. It was great. Last 90 days, man, the widget Greenhouse Effect, 2.7 mil, man.
Are you kidding? Like,
it's crazy. I don't even believe it, man.
Are you
and
ready?
I don't get caught up in those numbers, trust
Are you
me.
Ready, dog? Like, you're not going to be able to go to the movies, the mall, nothing.
I don't do much as is, dude. I kind of just sit home and, like, you know, I play some N64, play some Madden.
Yeah. N64, man?
Dude, Mario Kart. And Bond. Best
the,
two games
the
of
Bond
all time.
Was crazy.
That's it. That's all you got to play. That's
the play
it.
Bond, man.
And plus, four-player, man, come on. Multiplayer.
He knows what it is.
It
this guy
busy.
Knows what it is.
It gets serious, man. So, I mean, besides that, you know, go play a little flag football to get the cardio up. But other than that, man, rehearsing and making music and all that is kind of just what we do. We just kind of.
Who's next? Who do you like right now?
Man, I'm a big fan of B.O.B. coming out of the South.
Bob. My man.
B.O.B. is crazy, man. Yeah. So, and he's very musical as well, just like Charles, you know, they play. But yeah, like you said, man, it's happening real fast. But, dude, I take it like a grain of salt. It's nothing like to get all caught up on. Without my fans, I'm nothing. It's not like I'm suddenly awesome. I'm a prophet. I'm the best shit that ever happened to this earth.
You're doing the same thing you were doing before.
Come on. Yeah, exactly, man. I can't stand when people start to get on that tip. And, like, that's just who I am. Like, I'm always going to, you know, sign autographs. And, you know, what's up, fans? You guys are pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here. They're why I'm here, man. Those 2.7 downloads, those views on YouTube, that's the only reason I'm here is because people give a shit. Yeah. Crazy.
And the tape is really, really good. Shout out to DJ Drama, Don Cannon, the affiliates. I had the tape probably dropped on a Friday. I had it like Monday morning.
Yeah.
I played it out by like at least a week and a half. I was like, I got to take this thing out, though.
No,
like,
dude, thank you.
It's very, very good. I'm looking forward to seeing like the album.
Yeah.
Like, you spitting bars and you doing your little
that's
wild out
shit,
thing.
Man.
It's crazy. But the album, like, what do you got in store for this album?
I think that's what's that's something that's important for me to touch on is because the mixtape is very much me rapping, you know, rapping over rap beats. And it is what it is. It's just a lot of fun, me driving, me having some fun and stuff. But the album is conceptual and it's real songs. And, you know, a lot of people, you have this all the time, freestyle battlers won't be able to write a real song.
No.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't,
the cannabis.
It just doesn't, it doesn't translate, you know what I mean? So with me, not only, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of people will say differently. I feel like I proved on that tape, if anything, versatility and the ability to be able, you know, this kid can actually, he can rhyme a little bit. You know what I mean? People got to keep in mind, I'm young, man. I'm 23 years old.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And just freshly turned 23.
What about this Eminem thing? Everybody's saying he sounds exactly like Eminem. I played it for one of my dudes. He's like, man, he's good. Yeah. He's biting Eminem. And I was like, obviously Eminem, the largest selling hip hop artist ever, influenced every white rapper across
especially
the board.
Especially at my age, man. I bought the Eminem CD when I got the Slim Shady LP. My mom bought it for me.
Dope. Shout out to mom.
Mom, you know, you're a great person for that. You know, a lot of moms were against it, but mom stood tall and she supported my rap music. So that's
great.
Up. You know what I mean? But seventh grade, I remember I was ironing my shirt. She brought it down because it was a big deal. I wasn't allowed to have the Eminem CD.
Yeah.
And then she brought it down when I was ironing my shirt right before I go to school in the morning. It's tough because, like I said, seventh grade, you're growing up, that's the stuff that's popular. That's Eminem
everywhere.
Dominated. He was everywhere.
Everywhere, man.
So as a white kid, obviously, I'm like, word, I can do this.
It's acceptable, you know what I mean? To like what I like and
he
be
opened
me.
The door. Yeah. M opened the door for me. Hands. It's just the bottom line. Like, yes, there was rappers before him, and yes, people should assume there's going to be white rappers after him. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of white rappers.
Exactly. But the thing is about M is he set the bar.
Yeah.
He set the bar. Like, now there's not going to be some motherfucking, you know, Vanilla Ice is running. There's no more gimmicks.
You can't do it.
You got to come with it if you're a white rapper.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's kind of a gift and a curse because if you fall into, this is what 50 told me. He's like, yo, if you fall in an eighth of what M saw, your life has changed drastically.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's so true because, you know, but all I can do, man, is like, I remember in 10th and 11th grade when I was rapping, I was making shit up. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was about. But like now it's just like the only thing I can do is be honest. Because when I start playing myself, it's going to be so obvious. The whole world will just be like, dude, this dude's playing himself. I'll read magazines. I'll see videos.
Yeah.
I'll do the whole Beavis and Butthead thing, being stoned on my couch and being like, this dude is just playing himself.
Well, dude, as a white artist, like the thing that made Eminem so great, I think he was a white guy talking about white issues.
Yeah.
Talking about his life.
Exactly.
When you see white artists doing quote-unquote black music and trying to sound like they're on a mixtape, it's like, dude, that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that's not. Even if it is you,
it's dude, uncomfortable. It's
not you. Be like, you got to be yourself. We're talking outside. The easiest thing and the hardest thing to do in this game is to be yourself.
So true. So true.
And you feel like you're supposed to be something. Oh, I'm an artist. Like you said, what was that song like? What's a rapper look
the
like?
Lounge,
is he black? What does it look like? Yeah. It's like.
Blacked out high on a crack pipe. I'm one of the cats that'll ride on a half pipe. Don't want to act like I know about the rap type. But matter of fact, I can't grasp who rap likes. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
But that's the same. That's the shit. Like they come up and like. We were talking about the album. That's what the album's about. It's about real songs, my life, letting people know who I am, letting them into my world. Because right now, they're just like, oh, Astro's that kid that raps. I can still go down the street right now.
Yeah.
My goal is to get people to be like, damn, that's the kid that's talking about. You know, I don't, but the thing is with that college record, it's tough because now it's like, I want to hear songs about Flip Cup and beer pong for the rest of my life.
Well, because, you know, like, you it's going to be, like, a, even though it isn't a gimmick per se, the song is going to.
You got to create your lane. You got people got to understand, and that's the thing, that's what's tough about music, and that's why people can't write songs, is because songs, you got to collect an entire thought, an entire mood and emotion into one word, one sentence. The best is when it's one word, but like, that's what the Beatles are incredible at. You look at their song lyrics, you know, it's like that long, that big, you know what I mean? Some rap lyrics are like, you know, scriptures.
85 bars, 100 bars,
you know what I mean? So
nothing
to
say.
I've gone through those phases, you know what I mean? But where I'm at right now, as being 23, I'm very much growing up and becoming an individual.
Yeah.
Finding out who I am, you know what I mean?
It's beautiful.
I'm still growing up, you know what I mean? So that's what's cool about the stage that we're in, is that a lot of people are going to be able to grow up with me. And it's going to be very relatable. People are going to be like, damn, dude, I went through that same shit.
You got the band in the building. You're rocking with a live band.
Live band, of course, man.
Introduce yourselves. Come over to the mic. Talk to the people. Come on, man.
Come on.
Everybody show love, dog. Show love. What's your name, dude?
My name is Recognize.
Okay.
AKA the Sweet Potato King.
Okay.
Get out of here. Brain Bang, the real Sweet Potato King. He's just playing himself.
Yeah, we're about to have a Sweet Potato Fry battle.
Wow.
Coming up soon.
Oppressive. What's your name, dude?
Yo, I'm Brian Cohen. I'm with the Rockstars.
Okay. Over here, my man. Long hair, don't care.
What up? Chris Llewellyn with the Rockstars.
Okay. Oh, and the token. Come on through, guy. Here we go. The token black guy. All right, that's great.
Great.
What's your name, dude?
Kevin Lamar.
Okay, that's what it is.
Drummer.
Oh, obviously. Okay. So look, okay, obviously it's not a gimmick. I haven't done this since probably 99. I've got mystery beverages in here.
And
we're going to get
this.
We got
that's
the team in here.
About.
Look, okay, we're going to do. I don't even know what's in this thing right now. This is a mystery
grape
beverage.
Grape soda, I hope.
I hope it is.
With the duct tape?
I hope it's grape soda.
We're going to play a little game in here.
Yo, one of the best sounds of all time was that sound right there. We might have to get that, like, focus on that.
Everybody got everyone want to play, obviously, of age. Hopefully. I hope I am. Hopefully.
I'm only 15.
Okay, you got to play, though. You got to play.
Yo,
it's only apple juice,
you can't chug these. There's no way.
There's no way, dude.
Yeah. Who's on? What are squads here?
All right,
it's going to be what? Because obviously I'm on this side, so it's me.
We'll have to do, like,
shout out to celiac disease. My man can't drink beer because he's allergic to wheat.
I'm not mad at him.
It's all good.
You
know what I mean? Oh, you can play with that, yeah. Shout out to all my celiacs.
You can play? Yeah. Wonderful, dude.
Yeah, I think I got to play.
You gotta play.
Whoever wins has to spit 16. That's what it is, bro. Shout out to DJ CJ with the mystery beverages.
You know this is way too much beer for Flip Cup.
I'm trying to get you guys right, though.
This is Boston Flip Cup.
Come on, dude. Come on,
this
man.
Is Beantown Flip Cup.
Shout out to the 6 months in LA. We're in Minnesota right now, but this is Boston Flip Cup.
All right.
Belligerent,
though. I'm with it.
Hold on. You want them? You good? Yeah, you good?
That's
you, and I need one, and then we're going.
And he needs an empty.
Okay, you're going to play, though. I appreciate you.
Of course.
Wait, we're playing Flip Cup.
So we got to split up the side of the table, and we got to watch for the equipment.
And again, please don't spill any equipment. I'm going to get fired. This is not a good look.
You know
so
what
we're going to do is basically, if you don't know the rules at home, those watching online, shout to the blogs.
One, two, three. So three on three. You're in. So we need a fourth.
You have to play now. Come on.
But
who is this? Who's coming over here?
This is Allison K. She holds it down, man.
We're going to give her a little. She's going to get a little one.
Yo, if Kenny Burns.
Okay. Come on, dude. This is
If Kenny Burns, shout out to Kenny Burns who if they showed the whole footage, I'm actually happy they didn't. I embarrassed myself in LA in Flip Cup Battle. Mainly because they use like this heavy plastic. It was bottom heavy plastic. You know those like plastic cups that they just snap.
Yeah.
So we were trying to play Flip Cup with that, not your standard.
How does
flip
this
cup.
Work? This works?
This is good. This is the perfect cup. You know what I mean? This is a nice almost like a knockoff solo cup. You know what I mean? This is a wannabe solo.
That's what it is. I think we're good right now. So
no,
basically, you take it, you pound the beer, and then you have to flip it over on the top. Shout out to Hip Hop DX, Not Right. What else? What are blogs is going to be on?
Dude,
on
Two
Smash?
Dog Boys. You
everybody.
Know what I mean? Shout out to every SOHH, a giant.
I see one. It was called The Audacity of Dope. I was like, that's a pretty cool little blog. I stumbled
so
on that.
There's so many, man.
It's going down. Ready to go?
What's up.
Are we ready?
So, all right, who's starting off? So it's us four on this side against you four.
I haven't played this in a long time, so what? So you guys go.
So, right, so, match so up with your if partner. Who your partner, you know, you'll so match we'll up with Brian. Brian will match up with Allison.
Oh,
Kevin,
I got you.
Kevin and Rec will match up.
It's all coming back to me now. I get it. Yeah, I get
so
it.
So who wants to start? You want us to start, or you two want to start? You want to finish?
I'll start.
Right, we'll finish.
Give me some tips.
All right, check it out. You want to use two hands.
So it's the first time ever in the B96 studios. Flipping cup. Shot to you, my man.
Flipped it onto the top. Yeah, use two hands. So some people only use one.
Yeah, so it's like
tap shoes.
Okay, don't spill it. Come on, dog. I'm gonna get fired, dog.
That's part of the game. You got it. No fluids.
Ready? One, two, three. Boom, boom. Hey, here we go.
Boom, go.
Go. This is serious flip cup. This is no joke. You got to chug. Yo. Oh! This is no joke. You got some serious beers.
Oh, come on, man.
Go,
Rick.
Go, Rick. Go.
Oh, they're killing.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, here we go. This is Rex's first time. But it's all good. Give it a little love.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
Go.
Oh, baby, go. Oh, we won.
Champs.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. I got to do it with I don't know this. I don't know.
Okay. And now after this, obviously the college thing ain't a gimmick because you're really good. You said you had an acapella you wanted to do.
Dude, I got some, and it's funny because we were talking about the students, and I was like, yo, if I'm gonna say something, if I want to come into Topeka Parker and in Minnesota, home of Jesse Ventura.
Yes.
I had no choice, but I wanted to get down like this. This is actually a serious moment, so I hope people are paying attention. I'm a blood-sucking, drug-puffing, thug-fronting love muffin. Wow, ma'am, that's quite nice. Yes, sure, I'd love muffins. Warm from the oven, covered honey oat and butternut. Bake about 100, because I'm coming with my buddies, but they don't mean to butternut. There's just nothing better coming up. Pack it in, forget it, yeah. Pack it in, buckle up. Nothing but the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Hip-hop is still alive, and I am living proof. And in order to improve, we must kill it at the root. Shooting for the knees, not until you see the pupils. Youthful of useful, youthful exuberance. Music refutes that, abuses the rules. And our freedom of speech, we're free to just speak. Let's see that as free time, build them and teach. Yeah, read it and weep. Cause reading increases your knowledge and ideas while dealing in the street. And college is fine, but the library's vital. God is the bomb, but LeVar is my idol. Crime story, Ron story, autobiography. Short story, long story, novel, or comedy. Mom spitting nonsense, now not an option. Squashed it. The knot has been knotting. They nodding, they noggins. Inaugural start of the truth. So move with the movement of humans, using the tools we were born with. Or you can forfeit your fortunes to the less fortunate. Unfortunately, the poor kids are forced to form their thoughts on things informally taught to them. It seems to be the least important part to think and dream. Believing things can never get any better than this. While rejecting internet, the internet becomes a nest of sex. Best described as extra time to emphasize what mom and papa try to hide. So reject the Xbox, inject the desktop, and let's not stop there. Let's watch this headshot. Watch the head pop, open and then drop to the floor. Keep going, cause nobody said stop. Only hope is the music they listening to, influencing the intuition, ability to recognize between right and wrong. It's either hit or miss, no intermission, and intermission is on. A light goes on, an idea to volunteer, my time, my mind, my rhymes, define the finer things in life. Decide the right, a positive vibe, acknowledging the might of a rhyme. Asher Roth.
Okay, yeah. Round of
applause. So it's kind of on tip like that.
My man, can you rock to this?
Yeah. Oh, we gonna make it.
Can you do this?
Yo, let's throw some words at it, man, because we just having fun
okay,
in here.
Okay, start it off like this. Flip cup.
Don't give a fuck. I'm always in first place. Yeah, it's a race. I'm the fourth one flipping it. And now I'm ripping the mic. No one can see me tonight, but you can see me tonight in Minneapolis. I'm lapping this by Jada Kiss. Yeah, I'm laughing shit. This is funny as hell. I'll be funny as well. I'll be spitting shit trying to spell like I'm D-U-R-N-K. Drunk, yeah, give it up. Smoking on weed, smell like skunk once in my trunk. Not 12s, oh well. I don't have money, spend them on speakers. I'm weaker than that. I try to flow, I look like Bleaker, the Muppet Baby. But shit, yo, you know Paulie Bleeker. He was in Juno. You know I'm falling in love every time I'm walking out of the club. Cause this chick got a big old butt. I'm like, what? Would you come over to my house tonight? She's like, yeah, right, you're white. You said it, you spit. I'm like, check it out. It goes like this. 1, 2, microphone check. 1, 2, yo, yo, what's up? No, it don't sound like that. Who gives a fuck what they talking about? These stereotypes ain't talking about nothing much yet. The comments on them blogs, they just logs. I shit them out. Lincoln Logs, I beat them out. Yeah, I beat Lincoln Logs when I was a kid. I used to build Abe Lincoln shit. And now I'm chopping down trees, never lie. Honest Abe, $5 in my pocket. That's all I got, $5 in my pocket. Walk across the street, Burger King, buy 5 hamburgers. Fuck McDonald's, it stays in you for life. That didn't rhyme, but I had to tell you tonight that McDonald's will kill you. You ever seen Supersize Me? Don't supersize me. I will supersize my rhymes to a supersize that'll disguise. You guys can't see me. Ever. I got glasses on like the dude at that, what's it, Bad Waitress? Bad Waitress was the place that we had our breakfast at. Now I'm here trying to rap in B96 The Beat in Minneapolis, Minnesota, MN.
Yeah.
Please.
Round
that's
applause.
It. That's, I lost my train of thought.
No, you're
good. I want you guys to throw some words and shit.
No, you good money over here, man. Asher Roth.
It's all good.
Album coming out when?
Bad Waitress.
Any idea when the album's coming out?
Yo, it's looking like February. We're going to have some. I'm telling you, man. Like, there's points of Asher. If we just kicked in and smoked the L, like we might even do later.
Yeah.
I'm real introverted at times. You know what I mean? There's some stuff, like, obviously, with that the acapella and shit, like, kind of went off topic a little bit, but there's some shit that I'm like on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the album's gonna introduce you to a whole new world of Asher that people are gonna want to grow with. Shout out to Charles Hamilton, everybody else in the new school. Much love, much
That's
love.
What it is, Asher Roth, man, it's going down. Rap, clap
peace
for the kid, man.
Peace.
He's actually talented. He's actually a pretty talented guy.
Thanks, man.
It's B96.